Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's day 521 of our three-year journey through God's Word. We come today to 1 Chronicles chapter 2. I think this is going to be a fairly short devotional today. I am not feeling really well. Wasn't able to preach yesterday morning and just fighting something. So we will pray and ask for the Lord's help, and then we'll dig into this portion of his holy word, this wonderful chapter of 1 Chronicles 2. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to gather together as your children, to study your word together each day. We pray that you bless us in 1 Chronicles 2 today. Help us to know your word and to grow in our love for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three, Bathshua, the Canaanite, bore to him. Now owned Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. The sons of Carmi: Achan, the troubler of Israel, who broke faith in the matter of the devoted thing. And Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron, the sons of Hezron that were born to him: Jeramiel, Ram, Chilabal. Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon fathered Salmon, Salmon fathered Boaz, Boaz fathered Obed, Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab, his second, Shimea, the third, Nathanael, the fourth, Radai, the fifth, Ozem, the sixth, David, the seventh. And their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah: Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa. The father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, the son of Hezron, fathered children by his wife Azubah and by Jeroth. And these were her sons: Jesher, Shobah, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went into the daughter of Maker, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Maker, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went into Ephrathah, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had also another wife, whose name was Aterah, and she was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Abin and Molad. The name of the sons of Nadab: Seled and Apaim. And Seled died childless. The son of Apaim: Ishi, the son of Ishi, Shishan, the son of Shishan, Ahlai. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, Jether and Jonathan, and Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters, but Shishan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jarha. So Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to Jarha, his slave, and she bore him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephlal, and Ephlal fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Eliasa, and Eliasa fathered Sismai, and Sismai fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechemiah, and Jechemiah fathered Elishama. Verse 42. I'm making it a little bit bigger for myself. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeramiel, Marashah, the firstborn, who fathered Ziph. The sons of Marashah, Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jorkiam, and Rechem fathered Shammai. The son of Shammai, Maon, and Maon fathered Beth-zur. Ephah also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez, and Haran fathered Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Regem, Jotham, Gishon, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaf. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Shaaf, the father of Madmana, Shiva, the father of Machbina, the father of Gibeah. The daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Harif, the father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, had other sons, Heroah, half of the Menuhoth, and the clans of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorites and the Eshtilites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth Beth Joab, and half of the Manathites, the Zorites, the clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rekah. That is 1 Chronicles chapter 2. That is the word of God. It is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, breathed out by the very mouth of God. But I am having a very difficult time pronouncing those names. It's hard enough when I feel well, but when I have been dealing with a fever and my head's kind of in a fog, it's hard to get those those names out right. But anyway, this genealogy, what do we see here? Well, we're focusing in now on the sons of Israel. So this is the line of the elect, the line of God's chosen people. Although it's interesting the way we have his sons mentioned here. We have Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. So, you know, Joseph had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were included as tribes. And so, but this is genealogies, and so those tribes aren't listed among the tribes here because these are the actual sons of Israel. And so it's Joseph instead of, sometimes in the listing of the tribes, you'll see Ephraim and Manasseh. So you might have been wondering, where are Ephraim and Manasseh? Well, remember, those were not direct sons of Israel, but they were grandsons who were given an equal portion among the sons because of the special role that Joseph played in God's providence in saving his people. One thing that stands out to me as I look at these things is just how much sin there is in the lineage and the legacy of God's people. You've got Judah, right? And he's got these sons, Onan, and Shelah. This is the tribe that's being focused in on here, because this is the tribe where the kings are going to come from, and where David's going to come from, and where the line of the covenant promise is going to come from. But we're told that was evil in the sight of the Lord. He put him to death, but so was Onan. Onan was also evil in the sight of the Lord, was put to death. And then Judah withheld Shelah from being given to Tamar, which is what he should have done. And so Tamar ended up having twins by Judah. Remember, she dressed up like a prostitute. This is all in Genesis. One of the interesting things about coming to this genealogy here in 1 Chronicles, after we've been doing all this reading, is that we know these stories. These are stories that we've read together and that we've thought about together. So we know the sin that is here. You know, you get down to verse 7, you have Achan, the troubler of Israel, who broke faith in the matter of the devoted thing. Remember, that's during the Exodus when they're coming into the promised land in the book of Joshua, and they conquer Jericho. And we all remember how wonderful the conquering of Jericho was. Remember, after Jericho, it was Achan who kept the things that were devoted to destruction, and he kept them for himself. And so that brought trouble upon Israel. And so, again, this is the point. We see sin and sin and sin. We also see unexpected things where God's ways are not our ways. So you have Jesse in verse 13, who fathers Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nathanael the fourth, Badai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, and David the seventh. And it's the seventh son, David, who's going to end up becoming the great king. That's very unexpected. So God uses sinful people and brings redemption and uses sinful people to accomplish his good and righteous purposes for his people. And God uses unexpected people, right? The youngest son who's out tending the sheep and whose dad didn't even think to have him come in and appear before the prophet Samuel, because, of course, why would David be chosen? He's the youngest. That's never the way that it goes. You don't ever pick the youngest to be king. And so God works in unexpected ways, and God works even through the sin of people. And then another thing that I've said before in genealogies is that there are many, many names here that are unfamiliar to us, that the only place we read about them are here in these genealogies. Some of them are very familiar, but some of them are not familiar. And so one thing that these genealogies teach us is that there are no unimportant people in God's story, that everyone plays a part, even if they're unknown to history, even if we don't consider them to be one of the famous people from the Bible, they still have their part to play, and God knows their name, and God counts them among his people. So God uses sinful people to accomplish his good purposes for his people. God uses unexpected people and chooses unexpected people to become great by his grace for his purposes. And then there are no unknown people in God's kingdom. Everyone has a role to play, and God knows all of his own by name. All right, that's 1 Chronicles 2. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this chapter. Pray that you would bless us in growing in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, that we might understand how you work, and that we might trust you to continue to work. We see a lot of sin in your church still today. We see a lot of sin in our own lives. And we know that you use sinful people to accomplish your good purposes. And none of us are anything special in the eyes of the world. We're not famous. And yet we matter in your eyes. You know our names, and you have a purpose for us within your kingdom. Remind us of that, Father. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's 1 Chronicles chapter 2. Tomorrow, we're actually going to be jumping back to the book of Acts. So have a blessed day in the Lord.